Murray announced at an afternoon news conference that he intends to resign the office of Lieutenant Governor effective June 2nd to take the job as President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce of Greater Worcester. He described the decision as bittersweet.
The Bay State is a special place. I have loved learning about its history, traditions, as well as meeting so many great people in every corner of the Commonwealth. Most importantly, I want to thank Governor Patrick. He's been a friend, a mentor, and a partner.
Murray has been Lieutenant Governor since he was first elected on the Democratic ticket with Governor Deval Patrick in 2006. Before that, he was mayor in Worcester and a city councilor there. Murray's political star was dimmed by a mysterious 2011 early morning car crash and his ties to a former Housing Authority boss, Michael McLaughlin, who has pleaded guilty to federal felony charges and is reportedly still under investigation for his fundraising on behalf of Murray.
And this is completely about my family and about a job that provides an opportunity, a unique and special opportunity.
Murray had announced earlier he would not run for governor in 2014. Patrick has said he will not seek a third term. There is no provision in the state constitution for filling the office of lieutenant governor in the event of a vacancy. So Governor Patrick will have to do without a lieutenant for his last 18 months in office.
His departure leaves a very big hole in our team. So, I'm happy for him personally, but I'm a little miffed professionally.
Murray had lead roles in the Patrick administration in several areas, including veteran services, transportation, STEM education, and solving the plight of the homeless. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said Murray was the governor's right-hand man when it came to the needs of the state's municipalities.
He understands when you're mayor, everything's immediate. You got to solve, you can't, the philosophical things of a United States senator. It's immediate. You need to deal with that situation immediately on it. So he and the governor have been great. To the whole state, but really to Springfield, here all the time, a phone call away.
Sarno said he was surprised to hear of Murray's decision, but said he believed Murray was doing what was best for his family. Sarno and Murray both have two young daughters. Their families have spent time together, and Sarno called Murray a true friend.
It's all about the trust, loyalty, and the bond there, that you're able to pick up the phone and make the phone call. We have an issue here. We need help. Can you help us? It's all about creating that bridge, and we definitely had that. I had that with Tim, not only professionally and politically, I had that personally.
Westfield Mayor Daniel Kanapik praised Murray's work as chairman of a task force set up to protect the state's military bases from downsizing.
Moving forward, I think those of us that are home to military installations, we need to rally around this and get an active leader to take his place. So I thank him for all his efforts on our behalf, and certainly the impact of his presence and the governor's presence in Westfield is felt all around.
Kanapik, who is a Republican, said Murray, a Democrat, knew when to draw the line when it came to partisanship.
We had a very good relationship, very collegial, and we disagreed, and we agreed to disagree on a few things, but at the end of the day, we came together for our citizens in Westfield and the citizens for the Commonwealth.
Murray said his new job will pay him more than $200,000. His salary as lieutenant governor is $125,000. Upon Murray's departure, Secretary of State William Galvin becomes next in line to the governor's office and will be the acting governor whenever Patrick travels out of state. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.